Coles is the latest Australian company to admit that they are underpaying staff. During the company's half-yearly results announcement this morning, the supermarket giant revealed that it underpaid 600 staff a total of $20 million over the past 6 years. Julia Richardson is the head of Curtin School of Management. Professor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Oliver. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Julia. Coles now joins Woolies, George Columbaris' Made Establishment, the Burger Chain Grill, just to name a few recent examples. Why are these wage scandals becoming more and more common?
Well, I think it's a lot has to do with oversight. You know, my question would be the extent to which these organisations are according due value to oversight in terms of, for example, how their employees' performance is managed, in terms of calculating hours that are being worked. And I think also because of the increasing diversity in the workforce in terms of workplace arrangements, then it makes things much more complicated. Although I have to say that's nowhere near an excuse for this inequity.
All right. How do you know that you're getting paid by your employer is exactly what you're entitled to the agreement that you've signed up for? Is there any way that you can check?
Yep, I would be certainly going to my manager, and I would be certainly looking at the procedures for measurement of my outputs, measurement of my hours, and I would also be talking to my colleagues, you know, to look at, you know, is there any perception of inequity in the organisation? How can we address that? I'd be certainly having a word with HR.
For Coles and the brand, will it damage its reputation? Do you think the supermarket will lose customers because of this?
I think that's an interesting question, Oliver, because what it speaks to is one of the things that research has shown very clearly. As human beings, we often attribute a great deal of importance to equity and fairness. And if an organisation is seen to be engaging in unfair practices, for sure, that may impact on people's willingness to work for the organisation and to shop or give that organisation their money. And I think also what's really important, it speaks to this notion of trust. You know, to what extent do I trust my employer to pay me what I'm due?
Yeah, well, as I say, these are some of the bigger examples in recent times. Would it be filtering down to smaller businesses as well, Professor?
I think it could possibly. I think in a smaller organisation, perhaps it's less likely to happen, although on the other hand, we often find that in the smaller organisations, they have less protocol procedures. So often it's a little bit ad hoc. So it may well, you know, the smaller the organisation, it's often easily identifiable, but it would depend on what procedures and protocols they have in place rather than somewhat, you know, ad hoc systems.
Professor Julia Richardson, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.